Have you been out lately? Either in the mall or at the stores for last minute shopping? I'm sure you're so diligent and you didn't have to do it. I just did that yesterday, to my greatest regret. I stopped at a couple of stores, all in Manahawkin. One of them was Costco. I've never seen that Costco. You know, there's one corner, I think they stacked up hundreds of carts, used to be. But the time that I stopped in, the only thing left was broken ones. And, of course, you know, hundreds of people shopping. And every store I visited was packed with people. And all of them, children and adults alike, were busy getting things that they needed. Either food or gifts. All for Christmas. Now, speaking of gifts, a couple of days ago, last Sunday, our Sunday school threw a birthday party for Jesus. And Rosemary, our Sunday school superintendent, asked the kids, they all seated around the table, what birthday gifts they would bring to Jesus, besides anything with monetary values. So one child raised her hand and said, love. The other child said, faith. And the third child said, friendship. Let me tell you, I was deeply touched with their answers. And in fact, was very proud of these 6, 7, and 8-year-old kids. Where did they get all these ideas from? As the kids gathered for Jesus' birthday party 2 days ago, we too tonight are gathered here to celebrate the birth of Jesus, the newborn King. If I may ask and borrow the same question from Rosemary, what gifts would you bring to him tonight, besides anything with monetary values? Some of us may bring the gifts that would fit and honor the newborn King, like the three wise men did, gold, incense, and myrrh, so that we may bring adoration, praise, and honor and glory and worship Jesus. Others may bring their broken dreams and hearts, wounded spirits, weary souls, and tired bodies for healing and restoration. And in fact, it is no surprise to see our lives full of such broken relationships, hurts and abuses, and hatred and addictions, and sorrow and confusion, sadness and tears, and spiritual hunger and thirst. The list goes on. Most of us, however, would bring personal concerns, anxieties and worries, and even doubts on behalf of our loved ones. Not long ago, I was speaking with a sister in Christ who was married after all, and she asked for a pastoral help because she said, my husband used to go to church with me, but not anymore, Pastor, help. She was concerned about her husband's spiritual backsliding. Even for ourselves, I think we would bring our worries about the uncertain future at work, financial struggles and health problems and school situations and relationships, of course, and even for the world peace. And no matter what concerns you may bring to the Lord tonight, one thing is certain. Jesus intends to keep them with him, not give them back to you. He doesn't want you to take them back home. Isn't that funny, that how we practice our prayer? A lot of us do in our prayers is like this. We pray for God to take over. And then at the end of the prayer, we say to God, thanks for listening, God, and let me take them back. That's what we do. No matter how big your concerns may seem to you at times, at least tonight, remember that Jesus is far greater than any problem in the world, because he can handle them. He will wipe your tears and he will restore your spirit and grant rest and peace to your soul. He will quench your thirst and heal your body. He will answer your prayers and he'll be with you forever. All we have to do is just come to him. Tonight, Jesus grants you and me the repentance for forgiveness. He offers himself to every one of us, his life, his truth, and his love. And he offers us eternal life. He gives us the hope of resurrection and therefore takes away the fear of death. And he sets us free from the bondage of sin. He grants us rest, peace, strength, and even courage to face tomorrow. So folks, as you go home tonight after the service, remember this. Jesus is Emmanuel. God is with us. He is with you. Therefore, you can have faith and trust in him. And also remember one more time that Jesus loves you. After all, that's why he came to this earth first time, to save you and to save me from our sins. Merry Christmas to you all, and let's bow our heads in prayer.